So hello everyone, welcome to CIS Podcast Project. It's Nico here, and in this episode you're going to hear me talking to two guests on this episode, sharing their own experience and as well taking us through what CIS stands for. Those who don't know what CIS stands for, it stands for Community Info Source, based in Glasgow, and works with refugees and asylum seekers. But I'm not going to talk more, because the guests are here actually to talk to us and tell us why it's so exciting to be part of CIS. And so, yeah, please introduce yourself.
Hi, Nico. My name is Jennifer, and I work for Community Info Source.
Okay, thank you for joining me on the podcast, and I'm so excited to have you here, because I'm also learning. So I'm so excited to hear you. And please, as I said from the beginning, I've got some questions for you. So I'm going to move to question number one. How would you explain CIS to someone that did not know anything about it?
So CIS is a charity made up of three different projects. We have the Challenging Violence Against Women project, the Wellbeing project, and the Women and Asylum Seeker Housing project.
Okay, well explained there, Jennifer. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's quite great. And I'm going to move to question number two. How would you describe what charity or non-government NGO is to someone who don't know about the idea?
So a charity or a non-government organisation is one that's independent from the government, and usually relies on money from fundraising or grant organisations, so it can achieve outcomes that are for the public benefit.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer, for that explanation. Really, it's great point over there. It's just like one thing for me is like, do you ever go into places, it's just like, wow, this is the place I want to be here. This is a great place. Or you go to the place like, I don't know why I'm here. Why did I come here? Is it the place welcoming or not? What you know what I mean? So that's me. I always doubt about those questions about, do I fit in, do I not? Or is it a good place for me to be here? And I ask myself the questions. But this question is for you. How did you feel? Or what impression did you get the first time you came to CIS and now?
So when I first started CIS, we were still in some form of lockdown or coming out of lockdown. So it was a lot of home working and quite difficult to sort of stay in contact with the people we support and other colleagues. So it's a very different picture now.
Yeah, must been difficult for lots of charities and projects as well during the lockdown. But I'm just wondering, on the CIS, what system did you have in place to actually cope with these challenges during the lockdown?
Because we're a community-led organisation, a lot of our work is talking with members from the community. A lot of our volunteers are in various parts of Glasgow. So lockdown had a massive impact on the way we work and the communication that we depend upon.
Yeah. No, it's fine, but I think like there was enough support though, like from the other management or other networks.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of other organizations out there, we had to adapt at the start. And there was a lot of scrambling to try and work out how we could provide the projects that we were providing. Does that make sense?
I totally agree with you, Jennifer, on this one, because during the lockdown was difficult for everyone. I can imagine for charities and projects trying to reach out, trying to help everyone who's in need, and it's locked down and the rules are tough as well. But I'm so impressed that most of the charities and projects in Glasgow came together and they do their best and they did reach out. I remember myself getting the parcel of the food delivered in the house, which was really, really nice. Yeah, I'll just say let's keep on with this wonderful work in Glasgow. And I'm just going to move to the next question. What do you find useful, helpful, or welcoming at CIS? And what do you find unhelpful or difficult?
One of the reasons I wanted to work for CIS was their decision-making structures. Having a smaller organization with a more transparent and flat decision-making system is really important to me. So I thought as soon as I started, there was a very sort of collective decision-making process, a very bottom-up informed approach to the way that we work and the way that we want to adapt and change how we work. So that's something that I found very welcoming, and something that sort of encourages autonomy for whether that's staff, volunteers, community members. So I found that very welcoming.
Oh, that's really nice to hear that. Welcoming, CIS, welcoming. And I was just wondering if you can just, if there was any challenges for you, or difficulties, or unhelpful things you just want to share?
Being a small organization, it means we often have to wear lots of different hats and do lots of different jobs. So where there are benefits of us being a smaller organization, we can be a lot more responsive. We can change how we're working very quickly. And there's a lot less bureaucracy than you might find in some of the bigger organizations or bigger charities. It does mean you're having to adapt your skill set, which can be really difficult. So I might be doing casework one moment and then fixing someone's IT problem the next, which is very difficult.
Okay, if there's any changes, what would you say?
To the structure?
Yeah.
I mean, I think a responsible organisation will always look at the systems that it's got in place, the structures, how they make decisions, are they responding to the needs of the community? So I think the changes that I would like to see is just constantly reviewing that, checking in on ourselves, holding ourselves to account.
Oh, that was a good point, Jennifer, there, and powerful, because I think this is the purpose of the podcast for CIS, is to people share their views, and those views, they might help, or they could help if there's any changes needed to be changed on the charity, on the project. So yeah, I think that's really nice what you just said there. I'm just going to move to the next question. What are these things to you? Interest, strength, achievement, fear, or anything would you like CIS and volunteers to know about you?
I hope this isn't news to the volunteers I've worked with or CIS, but I'm incredibly passionate about grassroots activism. That's actually the reason I moved to Glasgow. I saw the Kenmure Street protests on my Instagram and then started looking into the scene in Glasgow. And yeah, that is the reason I moved here. So I'm glad that CIS are heavily involved in that. And that's, yeah.
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah, I like them. You mentioned the social media. You look at your Instagram and see a protest in Glasgow. You said, that's it. That's, I'm going to be part of this community. I'm going to be in Glasgow. But I just want to know, what's your interest?
I'm interested in people, different people, different cultures, different experiences, and creating a level playing field for those people to come together and share.
Okay, great chat with Jennifer there. It was wonderful to hear your experience about CIS and sharing your time with me here in the podcast. But now it's time, as I said from the beginning, I'm going to have two guests on this episode. Please, let's welcome on the podcast, Adnan.
Good, thank you, Nico. I'm Adnan. My name is Adnan Shamdi. I'm Kurdish from Syria. I'm a musician as well. Yeah, I've been in Glasgow for about 7 years now.
Okay, thank you for joining me on the podcast. As I said from the beginning, I'm going to have some questions for you. So yes, let's go straight to question number one. How would you explain CIS to someone that did not know anything about it?
Yeah. Actually, I can explain it for anyone who don't know anything about it. It's a kind of organization that will help people for a different way. But like a real point for it, just to show for the man what the FGMs mean, how one can fighting and explain for the people what the risk for it.
Well, that's really interesting because a bit of CIS FGM work is with men in the Middle East, Syria, Iran, and Iraq as well, for raising awareness on that matter. So I'm going to move on to question number two. How would you explain what charity or non-government NGO is to someone who did not know about the idea?
Actually, I will explain it. It's kind of organization. It's more charity than the apart from the government. So the reason for this organization only to give the people help and give him some knowledge about what's happened around the world in our country. And actually, for myself, I get like many benefits. I knew something about my country. I will never know it if I didn't meet the CSA, because I have no idea there are people doing FGM in a part of Kurdistan. But when I knew it, I was surprised. There are 16% do it. So it was a big surprise for me.
Okay. This one is like, how did you feel, or what impression did you have the first time you went to the CIS?
Like I'm telling you, because of my relationship with Hassan, I feel very happy, and I was very comfortable with to work with the people. And especially after I knew the other people, and I became as well after that a volunteer with Ash. So it was a good experience for me to know those people. And as well, I worked with Andrew and Shafiq. Yeah.
Okay, we're almost there. What do you find useful and helpful, and what do you find difficult and unhelpful on the CIS?
And for me, especially, I found the most of things is much helpful, because the CSA is not only working with asylum, they're working with, you know, at Ash, there are many parts of. So I believe that one, it's a lot of people who come there, they will get help, okay? But the thing was difficult exactly when the pandemic has happened, because, you know, like everything, it's my son. That's nice. Yeah, when the pandemic has happened, so the people couldn't meet each other like face-to-face, that was difficult and make everything going very slow. Only that one, but everything else is useful about CS.
Okay, now I've got these three things. What are these things, like interest, strength, achievements, fear, or anything would you like CIS and the volunteers to know about you?
About myself?
No, yeah, but there's three things I want to, what is interest for you? What's the interest? What's your strength? What's keep you going? What is achievements? Did you achieve anything volunteering there? What is the fear?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And
yeah. Actually, like I'm telling you, I was volunteer with Ash for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And the good thing for me, I make a friend, improve my language, meet new people, help a lot of people. Like I'm telling, I have a good experience with them. And as well, I was chosen like a champion volunteer with us. That was something very good for me. Yeah. And by other way, like I'm telling you, we are different people and different thinking. So maybe something I found it, it's useful. Maybe someone else found it. No, it's not useful. For me, for myself, everything, it was wonderful with CSA. So I didn't find any trouble with. They are very like flexible people. Yeah. And all of them, all the part. So I was really happy to work with Hassan, Bakri, Shafiq, Andro, Anna, Chela, and I'm sorry if I...
But it's not personal, but something towards the charity or...
Yeah. You know, anyone newcomer, a new country with new language, new background, especially if you didn't speak any English when you come here, it will be very difficult.
Thank you so much to Jennifer and Adnan. What a nice talk there. And those who are listening, please, you can check on Twitter, Facebook, or any social media for Community Info Source and stand for CIS. So, yeah, listen to the podcast and share it with your networks and your friends. And thank you.